Hi, I'm Gabby, and this is another episode of No Filter with Kobo Podcast. On today's episode, we'll talk about a very important category of products, the film formers. Our great guest will help me out explaining what this is, the application in cosmetics, and share Kobo's newest launches, the natural origin film formers that are now available. Let me introduce our guest so we can get this conversation started. First, we have Ed Bartholomew, Principal Research Scientist and our specialist in film formers. Hi, Ed.
Hi, Gabby. Glad to be here today.
It's good to have you. And also with us, Tariq Williams, Account Manager in the US. Hi, Tariq.
Hi, Gabby. How are you?
I'm good. I'm happy to have you here as well.
Thanks for having me so much today. I appreciate it.
Well, guys, I want to start with Ed, and I'll ask you a basic question to get started. What would you say is the meaning of film former and why they're mostly used?
Sure, I'd be glad to answer this one, Gabby, for you. Now, for cosmetics and skincare, film forming agents are a group of materials that leave a pliable, cohesive, and continuous covering over the skin, hair, lashes, or nails when applied to their surface. Film formers help to leave a smooth feel on the skin by leveling the ingredients. And different film formers have varying characteristics, such as film flexibility, water solubility, and adhesion, making them suitable for specific applications. Depending upon the intended use of the film former in a product, it can have either hydrophilic or hydrophobic properties. Film formers can be made synthetically, mostly from hydrocarbons or silicones, where they can also be derived from natural ingredients.
Thanks for the explanation, Ed. It's very informative. Now for you, Tariq. I know you're in sales now, but you are a formulator in your heart. So can you tell us what types of formulas or products you can use those film formers?
Well, Gabby, you know I do love formulating. It is my passion. But to answer this question, I think it's important to understand the properties of film formers when being used in cosmetics. Film formers can be found in a variety of products on the market, and this is due to their versatility and different properties. For example, makeup products in the face, eye, and lip categories can benefit from film formers that improve wear resistance and adherence to skin. Sun care products benefit from film formers that are water resistant, which improves their SPF rating even when at the beach or the pool. And finally, even in skincare, film formers are valuable additions to formulation. Some film formers have an occlusive and humectant properties, which can aid in keeping skin healthy and moisturized.
Well, looks like there are a lot of applications. Ed, I want to come back to you, and I'm hoping you can explain to our audience the types of film formers that exist in the cosmetic marketplace and also the difference between them.
Certainly. There is a wide range of film formers that are available for color cosmetics and skincare. And there are materials similar to those used in, for instance, acrylic artist paints, such as synthetic latex emulsions. And there are natural gums, such as from the acacia tree, which in addition to its use in cosmetics, binds pigments to paper for watercolor art. Now, nitrocellulose, a well-known film former, is a derivative of natural cellulose and has been used for many years in nail enamels. In many cases, it's necessary to use additional ingredients with film formers, such as plasticizers, to add flexibility, since the primary film itself may be brittle. There are also synthetic resins, which can act as film formers made either from hydrocarbons, silicones, or from pine tree rosin that can coat in a similar way, but with greater adhesion. Waxes can also be solubilized or dispersed as fine particles and deposited as films. These all leave a solid coating on skin or hair. And lastly, liquid film formers such as polybutene or special grades of dimethicone are viscous materials that have specific purposes in cosmetics as well, creating glossy finishes.
Okay, got it. I'm sure that our KoboGuard line has some of them for sure. And since I mentioned this line of products that Kobo has, last year we launched two new ones and they're called KoboGuard Natural. Tariq, can you tell us what would be the main advantage of this new line
I sure can, Gabby. And you know, I really do think that this is another great question from you. But for this one, I think we need to look at the regulatory landscape of the cosmetic industry to understand the impact and significance of natural film formers in the market. Right now, there is a huge shift in the industry towards clean formulation and sustainability. Clean beauty has been on the forefront of everyone's list, and it's not going anywhere anytime soon. So replacing existing materials with cleaner alternatives has always been an issue in terms of cost and performance. With these things in mind, the Cobalt Guard Natural line was created to fill that void. Cobalt Guard Natural PXF and Cobalt Guard Natural 3000 offer similar performance to some of the best performing film formers currently on the market. And this line does so while being natural, clean, and sustainable, while not breaking the bank in terms of cost.
Well, definitely sound like very good benefits. And I agree with you, Tariq. Those claims of being more clean and sustainable, this is something that the market is definitely looking forward on new products. And Tariq mentioned the Cobalt Guard Natural PXF. And Ed, can you give us more details on this product? I know that you worked very hard on developing it.
Sure, Gabby. This is our newest introduction for Cobalt Guard, and it comes in an aqueous gel form. Cobalt Guard Natural PX is a multifunctional product. It's a naturally derived film former that has some very specific uses due to its ingredient composition. Now, one of the key ingredients is a naturally derived polymer from tapioca starch called pouyaline. And pouyaline is also used by the pharmaceutical industry to create edible films such as in-breath strips. We've combined pouyaline with two other polysaccharides, cellulose and xanthan gum. And all three of these polymers are naturally derived and create a synergistic mixture with hydrophilic film forming for skin and hair. Cobalt Guard PXF is great for skin care and hair care since it can be easily removed by the consumer, unlike some of the more hydrophobic materials available. Yet it also has good adhesion. It is also excellent for incorporation into aqueous-based mascara systems due to its tensile strength and extensibility. As mentioned, it is multifunctional and can improve the stability of emulsions, increase the viscosity of cosmetics as needed with higher concentrations. The PXF film is partially plasticized by the inclusion of natural glycerin in Cobalt Guard PXF, but it can be further modified by increasing its concentration or adding other humectants as the formulator chooses.
Well, Ed, it sounds like a very good and interesting product, and it acts not just as a foam former, as you mentioned, but has other benefits in the formula. So I think it's very nice. But I also want to discuss the other one that Tariq also mentioned, the Cobalt Guard 3000, because I know that it comes in two versions, the NDA and the CCT. One have a volatile carrier, and the other has a non-volatile one. Tariq, how would you choose between each of them when you're formulating?
Well, in most scenarios, formulators choose a volatile carrier for their film former. The benefit of using volatiles with film formers are that once the solvent quickly evaporates, it forms a continuous solid film that adheres uniformly to the skin. Films formed of volatile solvents have good integrity and are most useful in formulations that require water and rub resistance, such as foundations or sunscreens, things of that nature. This leads to a product with an impeccable long wear claim. But also, film formers can be used in non-volatile applications, such as anhydrous formulations like lip products. And in these type of products, a continuous layer is still formed on the skin or lips. However, there is more comfort and flexibility due to the non-volatile carrier. And this flexibility is especially important in lip products because the lips are always stretching and moving whenever we speak or eat or go through our day.
Yeah, I agree with you, Tariq. Actually, my favorite, I would say, would be the NDA, because I think it's more useful for those really long wear formulas, but the CCT can be useful sometimes as well. Guys, to finish up this conversation, can you tell me if there's any formula that our app lab created with one of those Cobalt Guard Natural products that you really like and you can share with your audience now?
Sure, I'll go first, Gabby, on this. The Kobo's application lab in Brazil created a clean lash lengthening mascara. And our formula number is KMA 102C-BR, And it incorporates two of Kobo's naturally derived film formers that we just talked about, KoboGuard Natural 3000 NDA and KoboGuard Natural PX. I know they previously had good results testing this on consumers, and by combining two naturally derived film formers, they have captured the benefits of both.
Yeah, I really like that formula, and our app lab here did a good job.
Yes, they did.
Tariq, do you have any formulas that you like as well?
Well, you know, I have to give it to the Brazil lab. You guys are doing a stand-up job, because the formula that I chose is also from your Brazil lab. And this one is a KLP319ABR, which is the Comfortable Liquid Lipstick. And this is a vibrant red lipstick with a great wear time and great comfort. And I think the highlight for this one is that about 13% of KoboGuard Natural was used in this formulation. But KoboGuard Natural NDA, the more volatile one, but still, it still forms a very comfortable, long wear a film on the lips. And I think at that level, it shows that this film form is not too tacky and doesn't sacrifice comfort for integrity.
Yeah, that's a really good formula as well. I like that one too. Very bright red, and it really lasts a lot of hours in the lips. Well, guys, we reached the end of this episode. Thank you, Ed and Tariq, for being here.
Thank you for including us, Gabby.
Thank you for having us.
And thank you for listening to us. If you want to know more about Kobo's film formers, you can find links for the literature in the description of the episode. Don't forget to follow us on social media, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or any other platform of your choice, so you don't miss any new episodes. See you next time.